From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. More reaction after U.S.-led coalition, including the United States, France, and Britain, launched strikes early Saturday morning, firing 105 missiles at three Syrian chemical weapons facilities, one in the capital of Damascus and two other near homes near the border with northern Lebanon within a matter of minutes. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley.
We obliterated the major research facility that it used to assemble weapons of mass murder. I spoke to the president this morning, and he said if the Syrian regime uses this poisonous gas again, the United States is locked and loaded. When our president draws a red line, our president enforces the red line.
But the Syrian government and allies denounced the attacks.
Iran's state-run IRNA news agency says Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has called the U.S.-led airstrikes on Syria a military crime. He spoke at a meeting with officials and ambassadors from some Islamic countries. A report quotes Khamenei calling the leaders of the U.S., Britain and France, the countries that launched the attack, criminals. The Allies' operation was intended to punish Syrian President Bashar Assad for an apparent chemical attack against civilians and to deter him from doing it again.
U.S. military officials said an initial assessment showed every one of the missiles struck its target, reducing the facilities to rubble while avoiding any civilian casualties. U.S. President Donald Trump spoke by phone to the leaders of Britain and France about the joint airstrikes. The White House and Mr. Trump spoke with the British Prime Minister Theresa May and French President Emmanuel Macron in separate phone calls. The three world leaders involved. Earlier, U.S. President Trump commended Britain and France for the joint air strikes. This is VOA News. Myanmar said Saturday it has repatriated its first family of Rohingya refugees. Rights groups say that the move amounts to a publicity stunt because the security concerns for the returning Rohingyas have not been addressed. The United Nations refugee group said Friday the conditions in Myanmar are not yet conducive for returns to be safe, dignified, and sustainable. The responsibility for creating such conditions remains with the Myanmar authorities, and these must go beyond the preparation of physical infrastructure to facilitate logistical arrangements. Myanmar said in a statement that the family of five has completed their repatriation process and is temporarily staying with relatives near a border between Myanmar and Bangladesh. Myanmar denies that ethnic cleansing charges, saying its troops targeted Rohingya militants. The second annual March for Science was held in the National Mall in Washington Saturday. More than 200 similar events were held around the world. Thousands of people attended the flagship event in Washington, but the turnout was notably smaller than last year. Saturday's march took place after a turbulent year in science policy under the Trump administration. Science-related changes from the White House have included the withdrawal of the U.S. from the global Paris Agreement on climate change and the president's championing of coal-fired power plants. Washington's also seeking to roll back environmental regulations. Demonstrators carried a sign that said, "Make America Smart Again," playing the president's campaign slogan of "Make America Great Again." In a polarized country, however, the march walks a fine line. This year, March for Science organizers rallied support to lift a ban on gun violence research. But they also decided that it was more important to support research that would help policymakers make better decisions. Well, gun rights supporters, many carrying rifles and ammunition, gathered at state capitals across the U.S. on Saturday to push back against efforts to pass stricter gun control laws that they fear threaten their constitutional right to bear arms. From Delaware to Wyoming, hundreds gathered at peaceful protests to listen to speakers who warned that any restrictions on gun ownership or use eventually could lead to a ban on gun ownership, which is guaranteed under the Second Amendment. Saturday's protests were planned in dozens of state capitals less than 3 weeks after hundreds of thousands marched in Washington, New York, and elsewhere to demand tougher gun laws after the February school shooting in Parkland, Florida, that killed 17. Organizers of those protests demanded a ban on so-called assault weapons and high-capacity magazines and called for universal background checks on potential gun owners. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.